Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past, or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And to start the show today, I want to share with you a beautiful review that I received for my number one Amazon International best-selling autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And this review reads, a wonderful emotional roller coaster ride of a book. I admit I cried because I could relate to the difficulties that the heroine had been through. You cannot help but be touched by the difficult life that Claire Candy has chosen for her first incarnation on the earth plane. It is a superb book for those that struggle and keep being in a repetitive circle of which they seem unable to break out of. You know, you hear of many walk-ins simply not being able to recall what has happened after their traumatic experience, which sees the person change, like waking up from a coma or having completely different characteristics. Angel Ariel, who swapped places with Claire Candy, goes on a journey to remember and awaken who she is. And the result is her inspiring story in her books and how she now helps and guides others wanting to break free and to be their authentic selves. A book for both believers and non-believers, because trust me, it's all pretty straightforward when Claire Candy speaks about life on the earth plane and in the afterlife. You cannot help but be moved at how things unfold in her life, that we always have the opportunity to change our circumstances with the help of our guides and helpers across the veil. If you are ready to change and take back your power, stand in your I Am presence, then read her first book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and then read this one, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Honestly, you'll be glad that you did. And that lovely review comes from Brigitta in England. You know, to purchase your copy of this wonderful book, please visit angelhealinghouse.com or Amazon. So let's delve right into more of August's theme of spirituality with today's topic, Spiritual Laws Create Your Beautiful Life. You know, everyone, this topic came as a result of a conversation I had with a client. Mary, now this is not her real name, but let's call her Mary. Mary, my client, had been a constant worrier her whole life. And even when things were working out for her, she focused on all the ways in which her so-called streak of good luck would abruptly come to an end. Feeling heavy and weighed down with the burden of constantly being uncertain, she cried and she asked me, "When will it be my time? When will my time come that I don't have to stress and worry anymore and I can finally just start to live my life?" Well, the posse of angels chimed straight in and said, "Your time is now. It's only ever been now. That is because there is only the present moment. In addition, the universe desires what you desire, and it always has, and it always will be. The more you put your focus and attention on that which you do desire, then the universe must start to conspire to bring it to you. For the universe, God and the angels are always working for us, and they are continually answering yes to whatever we are focusing on, no matter what it is, and no matter whether we're consciously creating our lives or unconsciously paying attention to something that we do not want." Suddenly, my client had an amazed look on her face, and she said, "But how can this be true? I have dreamed of financial abundance and security for so long. I continually pray and have asked for it, and still I do not have enough, and I'm always left waiting and wanting for my prayers to be answered." I took a moment and then I replied, "Isn't it interesting that you always feel like you do not have enough? And what you're experiencing in your physical reality is not enough. In addition, you keep choosing to remain in the frequency of waiting and wanting for something to happen. These energies are then pretty much matched by the universe. And in this case, it's the energy of lack. And it keeps you in perpetual cycle of more lack." You know, if we project ourselves anywhere but in the present moment and we think that we're going to be happier or more sufficient or more anything, then the universe reads that as lack because they've already created within us our free will, our abundant nature of being absolute pure potential and creating whatever we want, but it has to be in the present moment. The posse of angels then said to this client, "Your security and your abundance comes from God. It does not come from money. Security and abundance are states of mind because to feel them is a choice." There you go. It's a choice and it's available to all of us. Because security and abundance are divinely and inherently ours, no matter what we have. We can choose to feel them in any second that we wish. Yet many people do not choose to be abundant because they make this wholly reliant on how much money they have. By choosing to feel abundant and secure, no matter what our bottom line is financially, we demonstrate the vibrational frequency that we would like God and the angels to match, and bring more of the same into our physical world. And if you would like to start feeling this sense of abundance, of enough, of security, the best way to start would be right now, or in the nanosecond of the now, as I call it, because there is no other moment available to us for us to affect our lives. You know, listeners, while the angels were delivering their message, they had their arms lovingly around my client, and their deep love for her began to melt this self-perpetuated, hardened feelings in her heart of choosing to feel that she was always blocked and she was always kept from what was divinely hers. As a softness came over her, her energy started to lighten, and she cried as she was returned to her natural, divine, eternal state of allowing the providence of God and the angels to enter her life and avail her of more ease and grace. Now, after my client left, I thought back over our session and how it was filled with so many universal truths. These universal truths, or spiritual laws, are so firmly ingrained in my life as daily practices and habits that, you know what, I really cannot imagine living any other way. And I thought I would review some of these spiritual laws that are gifted to help us on our journey as spiritual beings having a human experience. Now, the two previous shows, which are all about spirituality, have to do with we are spiritual enough already, and we don't have to keep acquiring knowledge outside of us, although it's wonderful to experience different things, but we, each of us, are born with all that spiritual wisdom, and all we need to do is to bring it forth and to live it. So, let's go down that little bit of a checklist of those spiritual laws that help us to create an absolutely beautiful life. Firstly, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that everything is energy. And for every energy that we consciously or unconsciously emit through our thoughts, our feelings in our hearts, and the words we choose to use, there is an equal energy that occurs in our reality. And just as an aside here, it doesn't matter how much you rationalize that you hate your ex. It doesn't matter how much you justify that you are that you judge your neighbors. It doesn't matter how much you rationalize and justify things. The universe only knows the energy associated with it. So once again, as I stated to my client, this is the universal law of attraction, the law of cause and effect. Like attracts like. And even though, like my client, many of us rant and rave, we judge, we scream to God and the angels that we don't have, let's say as an example, we don't have enough money in our lives, and to send us more, this is actually a counterproductive, and the universe is hearing a self-negating message. What the universe is hearing is actually a double negative. The universe hears when we ask for more money, I am unhappy. I'm unhappy with my pure potential and my abundant nature. I am in lack. And because God and the angels are there to hear, answer, and energetically send us what we focus on, like attracting like, they will send us more unhappiness and lack. In fact, our words are so powerful that whatever we state after the word I am will pretty much manifest in these powerful energies that the conscious collective is experiencing. So I've had people say to me, how can this be so? If God is supposed to be so kind and so benevolent and so compassionate, the funny thing is that God is all those things, but he, she, all that is, if you want to call it that, has also bestowed on us free will to cooperate our realities and to co-create our realities as we see fit, but along with Source. In fact, the universe doesn't know good or bad. It certainly doesn't know right or wrong, as it only knows to match the exact vibrational frequency that we choose to hold within ourselves. And yes, it is that simple. Now, a perfect example came as a result of another client who was deeply depressed and in despair after her divorce, as her husband left her for a younger woman. As a result of her divorce, her standard of living plummeted, and she had to move out of her beautiful home into a small apartment, which she absolutely hated. I asked her why she hated her new apartment, and she cried, and she told me that it was dark and it was gloomy and that she prayed every day for a nicer apartment, but there are only dark, old, small units at the price that I can afford. Well, the Posse of Angels suggested that she did not need to look for a new apartment, but that a change in her attitude, a change in her optimism and her vibrational frequencies would very easily draw a new, light, bright place to herself. They suggested she put on some bright, uplifting music and to do a thorough clean of her place from top to bottom to change the energies. And you know, she despised her new place so much that she had not cleaned it thoroughly since moving in a year ago. After it was cleaned, I suggested that since she was on a budget, why doesn't she go down to the dollar store and buy some candles, some posters or large scarves to cover up some of the dingy walls, and buy a small indoor plant to bring life to her unit. The Posse of Angels added to clean up the neglected little overgrown garden area in front of her unit to pull out the weeds that were entangling some old rusty chairs to get rid of them, and by putting some pots of flowers and a lovely statue at her doorstep, she would welcome the new to come in. I then shared with her that the most important thing when she was doing this was to bless the apartment that she already had and tell the universe how absolutely, truly grateful and appreciative she was to have a place to live. Armed with these suggestions and feeling much brighter and more enthusiastic, she was excited to implement some of the Posse of Angels and my suggestions. Well, it was about 2 months later when I received a very excited call from this client, and she said, "I had to call you because I cannot believe what happened. The manager of my apartment block knocked on my door and said that he had a proposal that might be of interest for me. He went on to tell me that he and his family had decided to move back east, and the landlord had asked him if he could recommend someone to take over as manager of this small block of apartments. He told my client that he loved the new, fresh look of the front of her unit, and it made him wonder if she would like the position. He went on to say that the pay for the managerial position was pretty good, but what made it really attractive was that the job came with his apartment, which was light, it was bright, it was twice the size of her current apartment, and it was on two levels. In addition, the manager only had to pay $500 a month in rent. My client was now paying $1,100 for a smaller unit. By changing and expanding her energies to gratitude, feeling blessed and appreciative, her reality started to bring her a much brighter, expansive place to live. And after remembering that everything is energy, the second insight about spiritual law comes as a result of doing an angel reading for a young man. And his first question was, "Why am I here?" I didn't need to look at any cards, as the answer to his question is the same for all of us. And the answer is twofold. We're here to experience life, to be challenged in order for our soul to grow and expand our horizons. Now, this can be done in theory when we are across the veil in our one true home in heaven, but we do not experience this in a practical sense, as there is no a contrast across the veil. The second part of the answer is that once we're honoring ourselves and we're living this conscious life of allowing ourselves to have experience and expanding our soul's growth, it is imperative that we bring forth our gifts and our talents that we were born with. Now, the Posse of Angels is overhearing some of your thoughts, saying that perhaps you don't think that you're talented. But everyone was born with a really important puzzle piece of the planet to share with the rest of the world, because we're here to make a difference. You know, most people do not honor their talents because they wonder how they will ever get paid for doing something that they love doing. But the mere fact that it brings you joy when you're doing it is adding to the joyful bank account of the planet. You may love creating art or music or dance or singing or writing. You may be a great gardener. You may love nature or have a special affinity with animals. You know, whatever your passion is, the Posse of Angels is imploring you to follow your joy and to do it. In this way, you'll be in a state of joy, bliss, happiness, creative and passionately creating and bringing more abundance to your world and the energy of abundance to the world outside of ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that the more we co-create with God and the angels and we strengthen this bond, the easier our lives will flow then again with ease and grace. Now, the third spiritual law, it's important to remember that abundance is our nature. We are pure potential. We will always be provided for. But many people have trouble with this one as they ask for things. And when they do not receive in the way that they expect, they say that they're not provided for. But God and our soul determines the how and the when we are provided for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Yes, we are allowed to ask for things that we desire. Yet once we do, it would really be of our greatest benefit to let go of how and when it happens, as this never has been in our control. The last important spiritual law is that everything happens in God's timing, not in ours. The more we can let go and let infinite source provide for us, it opens limitless and in many cases, miraculous ways for our intentions to be filled. Rather than trying to push hard with our limited logical minds to figure out how to make things happen. Now, it's really important. The Posse of Angels are swooping in and they're saying that those of us light workers, those of us who are awakened and enlightened, we have come up to the third part of our mission. And what may have worked before in our lives is like a closing door, they're saying. They're saying that, yes, we will be presented with new ways of bringing forth our messages and sharing our creative passion with the world. And what you might be experiencing at the moment is a frustration with things not panning out or not happening the way they used to. So, but more on that later. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that by following these spiritual laws, our lives will not only be easier, but the amount of drama in our lives will greatly diminish. And you might be asking, okay, once I follow the laws, will we still have challenges in our lives? And the answer is most probably yes. But challenges are very different from problems, as challenges are just an introduction of something new in our lives that needs to show up in order to help us grow and to move forward. And once one makes these spiritual laws part of their daily practice, then one welcomes challenges and knows that when they show up, it's truly because the universe is telling us that we're ready and we're more capable than ever of taking that next step forward in our lives. So to review the previous shows on spiritual laws and how we are spiritual already, again, you can go to my host page on Transformation Talk Radio and all of my previous shows and the many, many topics I've discussed are all archived there. You know, when I asked for an additional message from the animal cards, my spirit animal cards, I was very surprised that the mythical phoenix bird rose from the pack, rose from the ashes. The phoenix represents that part in all of us that transforms past karma and sees us going from suffering to freedom. The transformation many of us feel at this moment is that we can no longer do things the way we used to, and that we are being rebirthed from a former life into our next circumstances. Some may call it a reincarnation back to our divine eternal nature, yet this time we're not crossing over the veil, and we're staying in our human form. The essence of the phoenix could be assuring all of us that something has to change in our lives. For the phoenix in all of us to be rebirthed, we must choose to consciously live our lives and not be driven by the unconscious mind that often defaults to old programming, old beliefs, old triggers, old reactions, to worry, to stress, to fear, to have judgment, and to have conditional love or an absence of love. As we no longer choose to run programs within that see us stuck in past stories or identifying ourselves with our former choices and decisions, the phoenix is here to remind us to start to feel unstuck as dead weights and of illusions fall into the fire to be consumed into the ashes. Once we recognize ourselves, then we are able to be much lighter. We have a sense of freedom that we are co-creating our lives in every single moment. This transformation is releasing the bird's wings in all of us, those bird wings that might have made us feel like our wings were bound, and we now feel like we have the freedom to be able to fly. So thank you, Mr. Phoenix, for coming in. And many of us are having that overwhelming sense of we may not know what's coming next, but we know that we need to release the old. We need to release the old ways of doing things in order to step in to that feeling of being rebirthed. And if you're having difficulties with this, all you need to do is say, thank you for showing me the best way to serve. And I release any expectation on the how and the when of this happening. And please send me signs. And in the meantime, if the signs haven't shown up yet, it just means we have more time to be creative and to passionately create and to have so much joy when we're bringing forth our creations. So you have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back, we'll be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. So we'll see you after the break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've been speaking today about creating a beautiful life using spiritual laws. And you don't have to read about those spiritual laws in anything outside of yourself. All you need to do is seek in quiet reflection in times of solitude and silence, because all of those spiritual laws have been embedded inside it, each and every one of us. They've been gifted to us. We just need the time to bring them forth. All of the answers that we will ever need are inside of us. Let's go to our first caller. We have Ashley calling in from Virginia. Ashley, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. What's currently happening in your world?
Well, I definitely connected with what you said about transforming. I would say for about the last 6 months or a year, but specifically the last 6 months, I've been transforming physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So I definitely connected with what you said there. Mm-hmm. I feel good about what's happening. And I feel like I'm going with the flow. And I've been doing a lot of writing. And I actually got a pretty powerful sign the other day. I had a development person contact me on LinkedIn kind of out of the blue and asked me for a script. And it kind of jump-started me to be like, okay, I really have to get this going. So, I guess my question is, I'm very happy. Are there any, minor adjustments that I can make to improve? Because you can always improve on anything.
Yeah.
My writing, maybe. Are there any spiritual masters or guides that I could connect with that would be interesting to me? And I took that person contacting me as more of a sign and a jump start, as
yep.
opposed to me needing to immediately respond to that person, and send them something, because what I'm working on right now is what I want to send and it's not done yet. So I also just wanted your opinion on that, on whether or not I should tell that person, something's coming, or just kind of leave it until I have something to send them.
Okay. Well, yes, and yes. you are so spot on.
Thanks.
Because first of all, they want to go back to about a year ago, and they want you to say that they have seen your diligence when it comes to your health and your physicality,
mm-hmm.
and they were cheering you on every time you thought to yourself, oh, I can't go to the gym, or oh, I can't do this, or and just you saying no. I have to stick to this and the diet and the exercising and all of that. So all of this has been preparing you for what's coming up for you. But they're saying, yes, this mm-hmm. person, this person was a bit of a kick in the rear or a bit of a nudge saying, I know, because, what we're anticipating, and very rightfully so, is the next part of our mission, in which the things that we've created, they're going to have a platform. And, you know, we want and we wish and we pray for that to happen. But, you know, we need our books to be edited. We need our scripts to be, you know, edited and produced, you know, to the best of our abilities. Yeah. And then they're saying, don't worry so much about getting him something, as the most important right. thing. The most important thing is for you to finish the script. They mm-hmm. said, you know, they said they're showing me you dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. And they're saying you really don't have that mm-hmm. much more to go. They're saying mm-hmm. you think you do, but mm-hmm. The more that you're going to just put your focus on that, and it'll be finished before you know it. So don't worry. They're saying okay. Another thing before I choose some cards. Another thing they're saying is, please don't worry. You will not miss out on an opportunity, because this opportunity has been written, excuse me, a long time ago. A long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And this is divinely meant to be yours, nobody else's. It's not like this person, whether it's this LinkedIn person or somebody else, it's not as if they're going to go, oh, well, you know, I didn't get her script in 2 or 3 days. I'm going to look for something else. It's mm-hmm. whoever this person is divinely meant to connect with you. The first card that's coming out for you, woohoo, is the Chariot. Oh my gosh. Here you go. Oh,
interesting.
Well, the Chariot is not just about movement with the script, but this is about recognition. This is about rewards for you victoriously creating and passionately bringing forth this script. So this is a great card. This is a really, really, and it's a number 7 card. The number 7 I always see as doing God's work, doing divine work. And so this is divinely meant to go somewhere. So the Chariot is a great message. Next card for you is the Page of Pentacles. Okay, this is messages around money concerning the script. It's not just going to be somebody who's going to read it and then say, oh, isn't that nice? But you will be, you'll be recognized for this, as the Chariot says, but also you will then, find you a place as a writer and to be financially remunerated through this. You will, you know, the abundance
that's
that
what
you're
I felt.
Feel,
yeah. That's what I felt for a long time too. Not so much, not that it won't ever get made. That the script is a conduit for something else.
Absolutely. And the third card is another 7, is the 7 of Pentacles. And this, and as I said, 7s are doing God's work, but the 7 of Pentacles particularly is about seeds that have been well planted and now you're seeing them blossoming. So I'm excited for you. I just got shivers all up and down my legs and my arms. And they're saying, yes, put your nose to the grindstone or whatever.
To the grindstone.
And start really diligently finishing it off.
It was interesting. I was in Zumba class the other day, just, you know, bopping along. And I got this wave of sadness because I was like, I'm going to be leaving soon. Oh. Like, I'm going to be leaving this area. I'm going to be leaving Zumba. I'm going to be leaving, you know, where I'm from. And that has happened to me so many times before, where something big's about to come and I'm just like, oh, but what about what I have? And in the midst of a Zumba move, I went, you know what? It's okay that I'm sad. Like, because I'm doing well here, and I'm just going to have to be okay with being sad and be happy and sad at the same time.
Many
for
of
a
us
little while.
And thank you for bringing that up. Many of us are going to be moved on because the next part of our mission will see us connecting with other people and the different platforms for what we've brought forth. So I'm going to go on and take the next caller. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in. I'm wishing you so much energy and diligent effort to finally, conclude the script and keep us informed what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you, Ashley. And that's just about where we all are. Finish those projects, edit the books, edit those things, clean out your desks, clean out your closets, which they have, wagged their finger at us for the past year, because many of us will be, moving on to the next part of our mission. Let's go to our next caller. We have Lisa. Lisa is calling in from Ohio. Lisa, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hey, Candy. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good, good. What is happening in your world?
Oh, for heaven's sake, there is just like so much going on. And I absolutely so resonated with your message about transformation, just like the first caller. It's like, I just, it's sometimes I wake up and I'm already spinning because there's just so many things coming through dream state, coming from other people. And I was really hoping that the Posse of Angels would help me with a dream that a friend of mine had of me.
Okay.
So basically what happened was is she saw us walking down a long hallway together, and I was to enter this room that had really high ceilings, and the room was just for me. And she said that there was a bunch of different doors, like fairy doors, castle doors, church doors, all kinds, like a vault door, glass doors, all kinds of doors. And she said that as I was standing in the middle of the room, three of the largest doors, one was the vault, one looked like a church or a castle door, and the third one, she said, looked like an oversized double door to a big fancy house. They all slammed shut, one right after the other, like bam, bam, bam. They closed in succession with equal amounts of time in between. And then as soon as the last door closed, she woke up. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just really struggling with what do those mean, especially since they're big doors. Why are they closing?
Right. Okay. Many doors is a sign that you can now have anything that you want.
Okay.
The doors are just waiting for you. But the shutting doors are the limitations and the restrictions that we might be putting on ourselves by focusing on the way things used to be. Now, for our healing practitioners, for those of us who are psychics and mediums and all of that, we had oodles of clients before. And with the shift, more and more people are now awakening to their psychic abilities. The veil is getting very thin. They can speak to their own grandmother. They can, they can speak to their brother across the veil, and they don't need our services as such. So a lot of what we did before seems like shutting doors in our face, but that is getting smaller and smaller. And so it seems like with our diminishing clientele, it seems like doors are shutting in our face when an actual fact, what that is a sign of, that's a sign of for us to surrender and to let go of the ways in which we used to do things. Now, that's not to say that it's what we've done up until now is a waste. It's not a waste because of all the things we've created. They are now, and our messages, now that they're now, because it's a different energy that we are working with and people have shifted, we are going to be shown a new platform in which to bring forth our messages. And until that happens, like with the first caller, this transformative rebirth that we're going through, don't wait for something to happen. Know in the deepest part of you that you would not have been asked to do this work for it not to go somewhere. Okay? So that's first and foremost. Okay. That's first and foremost. The second is not while you're waiting, but while you're in this knowing state, that you're being prepared for what is going to divinely happen. Because they're saying as well for you, Lisa, that somebody else, there is no competition. Somebody else isn't going to grab this if it doesn't happen like in the next 5 minutes. You are being prepared, and the circumstances and opportunities and connections are being prepared for you to step into this. So they want you to, in the meantime, create with joy, whatever that means. They're particularly pointing to YouTubes for some reason. They want you to do what you love doing. Do what I don't know what that is. Could be baking. Could be, you know, could be gardening. Gardening tips. Could be, you know, being involved with animals. Could be something to do with nature that you absolutely enjoy doing, and then bring people along with you. You could even involve the elementals. You could even introduce people to the elementals. You know, most people don't know about fairies and undines and leprechauns and dwarves and all those wonderful, wonderful elementals out there who support Mother Nature. There's a myriad of ways that you can do this by being creative. Do it in a blog. You can do it in a newsletter. But they're pointing to the YouTube. And they want, there's something about that. So let me go to the cards and see what's coming out. But the doors signify that you can have whatever you want. It's all on there for order, but the doors are not going to open with worrying and stressing and controlling on rattling them and saying, well, this worked before, so the door should open, because those doors are going to open in very new ways for you. And the first one that comes out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. Now, the Knight of Pentacles is one of the slowest moving knights, but it's a knight of diligence, and it's a knight of hard work. This is also saying that please don't ask of the universe to hurry up what they have on offer for you, because the abundance, that beautiful wheat, and the grounding of it with that turtle that they're showing me, they're showing us, is going to be long-term for you. It's going to provide long-term financial security for you, and to not want to hurry this up to happen. I mean, you have been very diligent in your spiritual practice. This thing about nature, the turtle, the tortoise there, the Pachamama has everything to do with Mother Nature. And the next card is the Empress. It's creativity. Okay. It's fertility. It's allowing yourself to channel and to bring forth their children in this picture. I'm not sure if it's a book that you'll be writing, or if it's something that you'll be illustrating. I'm really not sure, but this is very fertile energy, and they're just saying let go of the way that you used to do things in order for this new gift to be given to you. And hang on to your hats, because it's the Ace of Summer. It's the Ace of Cups. And the Ace of Cups is this new emotional connectedness, this emotional high, or this feeling of just, you know, loving this new thing that's coming in. You can bless it even though you don't know what it is, and just surrender to it. But in the meantime, they want you to be fertile. They want you to be creative and very abundant. So I would love to know what this is, because it's making me really quite excited. And this rebirth and this transformation are happening. So hope that's been helpful.
That's been absolutely helpful. Thank you absolutely so much, Candy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for coffee as well.
You're welcome, and take care. I'm sending you lots of love. God bless you.
Much
bye.
Much love to you, my dear. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I am doing great, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's happening in your world?
Well, Candy, for a while I have been aware that I am a walk-in. Feel the need to talk about it.
Right.
But I can't tell my family. I think they would be, number one, devastated that the first soul walked out.
Right.
And number two, I don't think they would believe me, and they would think I was absolutely crazy.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering, I have this dear friend, and I think your posse of angels will know who I'm talking about, that I felt like I might be able to confide in, and I wanted to know their opinion.
Okay, the posse of angels are saying, yes, you can confide in them. And it's very important for you to have at least someone out there. I mean, you can always call me, or you can always email me. And Mandy, I just want the listening audience to know that I am not the arbiter as to whether somebody had a walk-in experience or not. But I'm asking the posse of angels, and they said, yes, you have. This is not just a braided soul, Mandy. I've thought about this ever since you contacted me, is that this has been a full soul exchange. So they're saying, yes. For your own peace of mind, and just, you know, just to have somebody to bounce this off of, they're saying, yes, you can confide in this person. Now, when it comes to our family, my family knows that I've been through a tremendous change. All that I've done in the past 15 years, the former soul would not have done any of this. She would have not stepped outside.
Right, exactly.
She wouldn't have stepped outside of the box. Their level of consciousness, age where they are open enough to perceive a walk-in experience happen, and that's okay. I still love them. They still love me. My book has been out for 2 years. A couple of my family members read my first book, One True Home, but none of them. I think Spirit has just kept it away from them, you know, because they're not even able to perceive the words on the page because they're written with the energy of the angelic language of light, and so they wouldn't even be able to perceive the energy that the book was written with. So do not be afraid to share your knowledge with others. Those of us who have been destroyed in other lifetimes, as I write about, have this in the back of our minds. But yes, they're saying, please do, Mandy, please do share. And you'll feel much lighter because of it. You'll know, they're saying, you'll know who to tell, and they'll know, and you'll know when to go public or if to go public with it, because each of us have a different, we have a different mission. We have each of us has a different journey to go on. But don't ever think you have to do something that makes you uncomfortable, you know, or makes you feel like, you know, you're being pushed into something. Okay. Only do it when, you know, you feel that you're comfortable. The first card coming out for you is the Ten of Wands, and this is the Burden card. You know, those of us that have had walk-ins, we feel this overwhelming sense of burden. We have this this duality that we live. It's, you know, it's knowing where we come from, yet wearing a funny little earth suit and having to live a human life. It's not the easiest of paths and road to toe, but, you know, each of us has an individual way of dealing with this. And this is a card of burden. So they're asking you to unburden yourself. Then you get the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is that feeling of more of an abundance inside of you, feeling of you can be yourself and not feel like you have to be compromised by the walk-in experience. And the next card coming out for you is the Knight of Wands. This is the movement card. So definitely, they're saying, use your knowledge about the walk-in experience. And when you feel it's time and when you feel you're ready, maybe you can share it with others. I've found that with my experience over the last 15 years, that it took me a long time to come out of the closet, so to speak, the spiritual closet. And it wasn't until it was like maybe 13 years afterwards that I actually put my face on the cover of I'm an Angelic Walk-In, which was a huge thing for me to do. But you'll get there incrementally the more you share it with others. So they're definitely saying yes, unburden yourself and share it with others. So I hope that's been helpful.
It has. You know, I almost feel like I want to write a book about it, but again, I don't want my family to know. I don't really care who else knows. I just don't want my family to know.
Well, perhaps you can write under a pseudonym. It doesn't have to be under your name. You know, many people have written under an assumed name. And the most important thing for you to do is to write about it. Whether it ever gets published is a moot point, but it's important for you to be heard and acknowledged. That's the most important part. And what's more important than other people acknowledging you is for you to acknowledge yourself, beloved Mandy, they're saying.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And if you ever want to talk, send me an email. And since I've been through it and I've helped quite a number of other walk-ins, so you always have my email address.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the offer, and I will take you up on it.
Okay. Take care, Mandy. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to those who have been listening in. You can always listen to Angel Healing House Radio. Remember, it airs at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays. And remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Oh, another reminder, I am an angelic walk-in. My autobiography is available at angelhealinghouse.com and also Amazon. Do remember, everyone, to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Go out and make it a beautiful week. Love and angel blessings, and I will speak to you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.